You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Oh, boy, this ought to be fun. Hour number three of the Sports Hangover is Gus Kattengill. I'm in Connecticut. I call a little basketball. We're going to have a little fun in hour three. All open phone lines for you if you want to chime in. We're having this debate and having this discussion because clearly this is what happens when LeBron passes Michael in something. The debate is who's better, what league, what era, the works. And Anthony Piganelli, part of the Tulane video team, here for the conference tournament. By the way, he has a podcast, Tony in the Field. He is, he's making the statement, you know, look, it's tough. The NBA is harder today. Better shooters, more athletic players.
Absolutely.
Things of that nature. And, he contests that, that Michael essentially played against, what was it, plumbers?
Plumbers, electricians, arcade repairmen.
Guys,
was
you
a good
think
one.
They would not be in the league today is what you're saying.
Absolutely not. Guys that will be and maybe still are working blue-collar jobs just to make a living.
So Evan Drexler is the sports information director for the Wave, and he showed us a stat that said 46.6, 46.1 was the field goal percentage. And then you said what?
I said that does that take into account all the threes that they're shooting in today's game?
Because it's a different game.
That's right.
Very three-point based.
A three-point shot is harder to make than a wide-open layup.
Okay. And then Evan went back to the stats.
He sure did.
And this is what they do, you know. That's why he loves stats. It says league effective field goal percentage, which includes the 3-point. Is that what you're saying?
Adjusts for 3-point shooting.
Okay. 1995, 49.9. 2018, 52.4. The top seven league effective field goal seasons have come since 2008.
So what does that tell you?
It just tells me the more people are shooting a three. It
tells me that they're better shooters in today's game than they were when Jordan was playing.
See, I'm going to argue that I think better shooting doesn't equate just to people that that shoot the three. I think you have players now that can't hit jumpers, can't make free throws, can't have different games. Now, to the point of if you go cover those three-point shooters, those teams don't tend to win. Like they're based on that, right? I would contend that Jordan faced teams that had a three-point shooter or two, right? And that could play inside and out. It was just an all-around more basketball team that you had to beat as to sort of contend that way. Charles wants to jump in to the conversation. Again, 800-998-1003. Let's debate eras. Let's talk about that. Not just MJ and LeBron. I think it starts that way. But let's talk about those eras. Because, again, Anthony's 26. I'm 43. So I grew up in that era of hoops and saw that. And I think the NBA was harder in certain areas. The athleticism stuff, I can't question Anthony for that for sure. John, you're on the on-deck circle. Charles, you're up. What you got, dude?
Hey, Gus, long time listener, first time caller, bud.
Thank you, man.
I'm like you, my man. I'm 50, and I grew up in that era as well. And to some degree, I kind of agree with the young man. But teams in the 80s and 90s were well prepared to defend the three. They were able to defend the elbow shot, the mid-range, and rebound. In today's game, they shoot more threes, they don't play defense, and nobody but DeRozan and Drew Holiday has a mid-range game that I think could apply back in the 80s and 90s. But the teams in the 80s and 90s are well prepared to face any team in today's society. You take a team like Phoenix Suns or Utah Jazz who had mid-range, three-point shot, defensive rebound, and just staunch defense. I'm going to go down and hang up and listen because I'm on the I-10, guys. Have a good day.
Sounds good, man. Take care. Drive safely.
Nice and succinct there from John. Okay, a couple things. One, there are more guys in the league than just DeRozan and Drew that can shoot the mid-range. CP3 is a mid-range god. I'm surprised you didn't mention him. Westbrook sometimes can shoot the mid-range. I don't know if he can shoot it anymore. Tony Parker, mid-range killer. Tim Duncan, before he retired, mid-range killer. But the thing is, there's not that many of these guys that do it effectively because the game is different. They don't, the analytics and in today's game, they don't want them to shoot these mid-range shots effectively because that means they're shooting too many of them. They want them to shoot the three, space the ball, move it so that they get more shots from beyond the arc at a higher clip. And that's why teams like the Rockets and the Warriors are doing so well, is because they're shooting them more effectively, but they're worth more points. That's what the analytics are saying.
John, you're up on the Sports Hangover. What you got, bud?
Okay. With living in Louisiana, I'm surprised nobody has ever done this. Mm-hmm. Put a three-point line on an NBA court when it was playing. Do you know how many points you would have scored if they had three-point shot? It would kind of play with your statistics about what the average was then. Would you agree?
Right, so you were breaking up, you going in and out. You're saying put a three-point shot when Pistol Pete plays? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, get on a computer and put an imaginary three-point line. How many shots would have been three-pointers?
So, yeah, Pistol Pete was a legend. I mean, didn't that guy average like 40 at LSU? 40 a night?
Yeah, yes. Ridiculous.
That guy was a freaking beast at LSU. Yeah. I mean, granted, he was playing against a bunch of hungover frat boys.
Oh, here we go again.
but let's be real here. Pistol Pete was a legend, and if they had the three-point shot, there's no doubt in my mind that he would have averaged even more, probably in the 50s.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And you keep bringing up the thing about the three-pointer today, but if it had been back then, then your average number that you're saying, 46.1 or whatever the number was, would be different.
No, that's a really good point. And this is why I think that these legacy debates are dumb in the first place, because I think it's tough to compare eras. That's why it's so hard to definitively say, oh, Jordan better than LeBron, LeBron better than Jordan, because you just don't know. It's all hypothetical. You literally don't know what Jordan would have done in today's game, and vice versa. Maybe LeBron goes up against that physical defense and doesn't score as much, although I'd probably say that LeBron would drop, 50, 10, and 10 a half on those plumbers back in the 90s.
Wow. So you don't think the defense and the physical ability by them would help that at all either?
Well, I mean, look, I just think that LeBron would have been
Because LeBron kind of, I'm not going to say he cries, but he tends to, if you sneeze on him and touch him.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know.
Like, and he'll miss those free throws.
And he'll miss the free throws, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting?
Well, that's because he can get the call.
He gets the calls.
But, gosh, just a little personal note. You don't remember me, but I used to coach your sister softball. Tell her hello for me.
I definitely will, John. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Yep.
The eras, man, it's so hard to compare the eras, I'm telling you. That's why it's always going to be a losing debate. Not in the eyes of ESPN and Fox executives, though. Fox executives, when they see the ratings numbers.
That is very true. So here's the thing, though. Again, like I'm saying, the game has changed and it's been different. I'll give that to you.
And so have the players. Yes.
But I also think, too, is like when you look at not just the one and done situation, but players coming out of college and working on it and AAU and things of that nature. It's whether it's the three-point shot or be physical and above the rim and dunk and all that to try to get it to the next league. I don't know. I would say development of players probably isn't as high as the other. What other stat did
Evan's got some good stuff over there.
Mm-hmm. Also, 1995 to 97, the three-point line was moved temporarily closer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what people who will knock MJ for will bring up, that he was making some of those threes because they moved it closer.
Right.
I'm not of that camp, though. I really do think that MJ would have adjusted if he had played in today's NBA. He was just that good. You know what I mean? Like, I think he would have been a killer in today's NBA as well. I literally think he was just that good. He made everyone else look that bad to an extent.
At the Bima on Twitter says, your argument, Anthony, is so invalid because you can't touch guys today. Of course, they'll have a higher percentage. So, to my point, I was kind of saying be more physical and be able to get in your face, put an arm on you, put a hand on you, come up and touch you a little bit more. Do you think that has an impact in having higher shooting percentage? Because, again, per the stats, there's a higher shooting percentage.
Maybe, but then I would argue right back and say, can you objectively look back at the 80s and the 90s and tell me that there were better shooters than Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, and just, pick a guy that's a sniper in today's league and tell me, nah, you know what? I really think that Reggie Miller was a better shooter than Steph Curry if we're going to compare like the best of the best of the eras.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can. I think today's era, they're just better shooters, flat out.
Josh, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. 800-998-1003. What you got, Josh?
This is a great show today, fellas. So many different ideas and opinions. I will say this. I have three questions for the guests. I think when it comes down, you know, the argument of the eras, the defense, the athleticism of the 80s players and 90s players compared to now, this is what it comes down to for me. Moments that we remember their performances. Mm-hmm. When I think of MJ, I think of all these different high-level shots and being sick and putting down, you know, all these points and being 6-for-6 in the finals. LeBron's greatest moment is a block in the finals. That's his greatest moment. He has two rings by big shots from two other players. Now, I understand you can argue about the defense and three-point shooting. He played in the East most of his career. We talk about him going up against Steph and all these guys. He's actually not even playing against them until the finals. He's actually playing low-level Eastern teams. So I think we need a halt on all this hoopla. And I think it's kind of funny that he passes MJ in points on March 6th, 3-6, his record in the finals. Thank you.
It is, Josh. Thank you so much.
Not bad. I want to make this very clear, though, mm-hmm. before we proceed. I'm not team MJ or team LeBron before we go on. Like, I don't think that one is definitely the GOAT over the other, although I would probably lean more towards MJ just because of, as you mentioned, the memories, the big shots, and the finals record really is unprecedented. Both things can be true here, right? Like, MJ can still have played against plumbers and electricians in the 90s and beaten up on them pretty badly. But then again, conversely, right. LeBron would be 1-8 in the finals if it weren't for Ray Allen and Kyrie hitting a couple of big shots. I mean, both of those things can be true. And again, LeBron did play in the East. He brings up a very good point. How many rings would LeBron have if he played in the West?
First year he comes
to the West, he's not even making the playoffs.
Let me ask you this, too. Because it's interesting, as you're making that case, too, in terms, and you keep referencing the poor plumbers and electricians and valet people.
The blue-collar workers.
So if you're saying, conversely, like the athleticism in the game got better as year goes on, as you're talking just normal evolution.
Undisputedly, yes.
Okay. So what do you say then about Wilt, about Bill Russell, about Dr. J, about some of the guys before Magic, Larry, and Michael? How should we look at their championships in them?
Same thing. I think Bill Russell – oh, man, Bill Russell had 10 – Bill Russell had 10 rings, right? Mm-hmm. But didn't they have like 8 teams in the league back then? I mean, I don't think that that's very impressive. I don't think that that's impressive as LeBron coming down from 3-1 or even MJ's championships when he hits the shot against the Jazz in game 6 or when he hits the double pump against Cleveland. Like, I think that those are more impressive than what Bill Russell did because, again, there were like 8 teams back then. Bill Russell won 10 championships, but – 10 intramural championships.
See, and again, Scott's bringing up a point too here as well, because, dude, like, when you're referencing, like, Elo in that Cavs team, like, Mark Price and him, they were solid shooters.
But do you know why I reference
really,
Elo?
Really good, though.
Do you know why Elo comes up before anyone else does? Because if you go back and you watch the MJ highlights of him roasting the Cavs, it was always Craig Elo guarding him. Do you think that for one second? But
on.
No, what do you mean he had the size? Do you think for one second the Cavs coaching staff would have looked and said, gee, you know, I don't think that this guy, Craig Elo, is really doing a good job on Jordan out there. He's averaging like 30 a night on him. Maybe we should make an adjustment. But they didn't.
I'll finish with this guy.
I'm telling you, if you look at the highlights, Craig Elo is getting absolutely murdered. And you mean to tell me that he would be in today's NBA? Paul George would drop 60 on Craig Elo in today's NBA.
You realize, though, that Cavs team was pretty good.
Yeah, they were.
They were good. Like, that was the first team the Bulls had to get past before they could even get to the Pistons.
So they had some guys on
that team. They were
good.
They were a playoff team. They were one of the top teams in the East.
I'm not saying every one of those guys in the 90s was a 9-to-5 worker, but, I mean, come on. You mean to tell me that the 6th, 7th, and 8th men on that Cleveland team weren't working second jobs?
And here's the thing, and I told you this, and Evan here as well, earlier this morning. This documentary, the 10-piece, the 10-part Jordan 30 for 30 that's coming.
Exclusively on ESPN Plus.
Exclusively on ESPN Plus. It needs to happen so badly, I think, for that. Because, it's one of those things where unless you see it, you can understand it.
But I did see it. I see all these highlights on YouTube of Jordan beating up on these guys that are far inferior athletically.
But you're looking at the highlight of the moment or the play of the shot or the three or the dunk. What you not see is the league at the time and the games leading up to it. The game in November, the game in January and such of, so like that. So Pete from Menory wants to chime into the conversation. 800-998-1003. What you got?
Well, first off, I don't think there should never be a GOAT when there's two different age groups you're talking about. You know, I mean, eras you're talking about. But first off, let me put it this way. MJ if you go up against Olajuwon, okay, Shaq, Patrick Ewing, name me somebody in the NBA today that LeBron actually has to go to that you would say, oh, watch out. I'm waiting because there is a body. You know,
Hold on. Wait a minute. Kawhi Leonard, Draymond Green, Kevin Durant.
He's talking about bigs.
No. I'm talking about stoppers. Guys that's not going to let you get to the rim. MJ had to deal with that every year. There's not guys that LeBron's got. Who's stopping LeBron going to the freaking goal? Not no one. Okay? Secondly, let's put this perspective on you, okay? The Dream Team is in 92, not 2012.
That's right.
Okay? There ain't a team out there that could beat the Dream Team. Okay?
I don't know about that.
I put all my money on it. Okay?
You put all your money on that?
We've had a show on this before, and I'm telling you, it was 3 hours of phone calls.
Was it Christian? Hold on, was it Christian Laettner on that Dream Team?
Christian Laettner would be mopping floors in today's NBA.
Stop. Christian Laettner would be selling popcorn at half of the Cavs game.
The Dream Team would absolutely demolish today's
team. You're gonna tell me the basketball you see today was better than the 80s?
It objectively is. These guys are more athletic. They're more skilled. They're better shooters. How are they not better?
Wait a second. Let me get you another one here. You're going to tell me any team that LeBron has been associated with would beat anyone in the Bulls team?
I think those Heat teams were pretty solid. And I think the Cavs team that won the championship would. Who's guarding LeBron on that team? Which one of those guys is guarding LeBron?
Do you not remember how good Scottie Pippen was?
Yeah, I remember him. Exactly. But the whole thing of it was in the fourth quarter, the ball was going to MJ. LeBron, sometimes he doesn't even know what he wants to do with the ball. I mean, come on. And let me put it to you this way. And look, I'm not an MJ fan. I hate the Bulls, okay? Straight up. But I'll put it to you like this. MJ won 3 championships. Okay, and he went to go play foosball or whatever you want to call it for 2 years, and then came back with a new set of people and won 3 more. Okay, yeah. LeBron ain't done none of that. LeBron's best team, okay, was beaten by Dallas. Okay, his best team was beaten by Dallas, and you know who was on that team? One dude, as far as I'm concerned. So come on, man. You know, look, LeBron's the GOAT today. Don't put him in MJ's category, bro. That's ridiculous, man. You know what I'm saying? That's like putting Montana and Brady. Brady's got the ring. Brady's great. He's the GOAT today, okay? Montana didn't lose. I look at that, buddy. Nobody beat you. And when he left, he was undefeated. That's how that works, okay? I could care less about the points. You know what points give me? Karl Malone. Do we talk about Karl Malone much? No, we don't. Points don't mean nothing. It's championships, okay? And as far as I'm concerned, LeBron's got a ways to go before he can touch the greatest. Y'all have a good one, fellas.
I think you made your point.
Are you sure about that 5 minutes?
Hey, Pete from Metairie, how about it? I'm pretty sure there's some teams in the Spanish league right now that would have beaten up on the 92 Dream Team. Come on, man. Laettner was on that team.
You had to put
Christian
a college Laettner. Player on the team.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Was that how it worked?
No, that's how it works. And Christian Laettner, by the way, you may not remember, was really good at Duke and in college basketball.
Yeah,
he was really good.
He'd be the 12th man at Duke today.
Wow, really? 12th man, huh?
Nah, he'd probably be like the 8th. Yeah,
so I guess Bobby Hurley stinks too, huh? All those guys, huh?
Bobby Hurley would not sniff the floor of today's NBA.
Wow.
Come on, man.
Unreal. Sports Hangover continues next. 800-998-1003. Talking about the differences in eras in today's game. Let's have a little fun. 800-998-1003. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
If pests are pestering you, call the experts at Terminix. They'll rid your home or business of disease-carrying rats, mice, roaches, spiders, even crazy ants. Call your local pest control experts at Terminix for a free inspection. Terminix also offers home insulation. In La Rose, call 693-3152. That's 693-3152. 693-3152. Terminix. Power over pests.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
We're back. The Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic is returning to the Bayou region April 8th through the 13th at Ellendale Country Club in Houma. This signature event features the area's only professional golf tournament and much anticipated Pro-Am Day. Come enjoy good sportsmanship, good food, and fun, all for a great cause. For more information, go to marybird.org/TGMC/golf.
No one compliments you when their paycheck is correct, but make one mistake and you risk alienating your entire workforce. With Kronos, we make sure your payroll is done right the first time, from punch to paycheck. Embedded checklists, simplified workflows, a single source of truth. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system. All with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/payroll. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Drop-In Fix is Bayou Country's premier technology one-stop shop. From iPhones and Galaxies to iPads and tablets, Drop-In Fix has quick turnaround service for all your devices. Stop by our Houma or Thibodaux locations or find us on Facebook. From laptops and desktops to TVs and printers, Drop-In Fix can get your devices back up and running in no time. Drop-In Fix, the Tri-Parish's premier technology one-stop shop.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in your closet. The back of your closet. What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah, I don't think so. So, what happened to us?
I mean, have you seen my label?
I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right, and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it. But it's all about the look. And I look good. I need to get back out on the scene so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3
Understand
FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You think I was always the picture of strength that I am now?
Dad, you couldn't get out of bed for a week because the mattress was too soft.
Mind over flesh, boy. I was born 7 months too early. Incubation technology was still in its infancy, so they placed me in a cast iron pot.
Yes, debating eras. Let's have a little fun with it. And then Anthony Picanelli, part of the video staff here over at Tulane, is we're up in Connecticut. Got a little hoops to call tomorrow. American Conference Tournament, it's gotta be warmer than 14 now. Let's see what we got. Oh, it's, 28.
Yeah, still warmer than LeBron's free throw.
Wow. And, tonight's low of 12. So we're having a little fun just talking, cause last night LeBron passes Jordan, fourth on the all-time list. And obviously everyone's kind of putting in their takes as to who's better and all those points. I'll say this. Remember, Michael Jordan won three. Then, however you want to look at it, which I am interested. I am interested in the documentary.
That better be in the documentary. Well, why he retired.
Well, I'm sure.
Both times.
Right. And I want to know because obviously a lot of people speculate. The NBA say, look, you're about to be popped for gambling here. Why don't you go away? Go play with the White Sox, you know, and have a little fun. Then you come back. And he comes back and he wins three more. If he would have played those 2 years, I saw SportsCenter today. They averaged and they said probably another 4,000 points.
Yeah.
I don't know about titles. I mean, it's hard to say if they could have won another title and stuff, but the stats obviously would have gotten a little more and all that nature. But you said towards the end of last segment, you know, again, and I've had a show on this and maybe I live in nostalgia, you know, but that original Dream Team was insane. Now, again, if you remember, I know in our parts in New Orleans and in the state of Louisiana, Shaq did not get picked.
That's right.
Over Christian Laettner because they'd won, what, two straight national titles.
Okay.
Remember, Christian Laettner was, he was the golden boy of college basketball. So you, for some reason, think that original dream team couldn't beat any of the teams you could put with any of the players. You specifically said 2012.
I'm going to read the 2012 roster
okay.
for you.
Leave me the 2012 roster and I'll go to that one.
Okay.
Okay.
LeBron.
Uh-huh.
Melo. Mm-hmm. Good Melo too. Not garbage Melo right
good
now.
Mello?
Actual good Melo.
There was a good Melo.
And international Melo was like a different kind of Melo. That was okay. an elite. That's probably the best Melo that we've seen.
Okay.
Kobe, Chris Paul, Darren Williams, Kevin Durant, Westbrook, K Love, Iggy, James Harden, Tyson Chandler, Anthony Davis.
Okay. The other dream team, the original. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing, the mailman, yeah, Clyde the Glide Drexler, Barkley, Pippen Stockton, the Admiral, David Robinson.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, which of those guys would you take?
Hold on. Okay. So, Larry Bird.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You think Larry Bird's better than Kevin Durant?
Kevin Durant's
7 feet tall with unlimited range.
Well, I was going to say, Kevin Durant's the one player that absolutely could play on that team for sure. There's no doubt. Because I think he's that. We could argue whether he's a better player than LeBron.
Kevin Durant would take those dudes to LA Fitness and give them 50 straight.
Over Bird, Magic, and all those guys.
Over all of them.
All of them.
Pick any one of those guys.
Okay. So you're, all right. Magic Johnson.
You need to tell me any one of those
Magic
guys.
Magic Johnson, the point guard.
What about Magic Johnson? You think he's even coming close to stopping Durant?
Okay, move on from Durant. Anybody else in that team?
Okay, so you're talking about the rest of the squad.
Right, I'm saying, okay, if you want to pull Larry out, who are you putting in his place is what I'm asking.
Okay, I mean, take your pick. LeBron? CP3?
Chris Paul.
Harden?
Chris
Anthony
Paul
Davis?
Over any of those guys?
Yeah, I'd take Chris Paul over a lot of those guys.
Stockton over Chris Paul?
That's not even a question. You mean to tell me that Stockton's better than Chris Paul?
Wow. Josh, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Oh, my name is John, but say, bro, who is that dude sitting there with you? Talking about, man, Kevin Durant ain't nowhere near as good as Larry Bird
what?
And the rest of those guys. Bro,
you think,
that
Larry
bro?
Bird is better than Kevin Durant?
Are you serious? Are you serious? For one thing, Larry Bird would throw him in the second row. He'd never get a shot off. He'd be thrown in the second row, the third row. Are you serious, bro?
Is that all you have?
No. Hold up. Are you saying that this team here, Golden State, and all these teams could have beat Michael Jordan's Bulls team? Who would have checked LeBron? Scottie Pippen was one of the best on-the-ball defenders ever in the NBA, one-on-one. There's no way in the world LeBron would have scored 30 or 35 points on Scottie Pippen. You're sick.
I mean, he scored 30, 35 a night against Golden State in the finals, and they have all-world defenders. KD,
Golden State
Draymond,
ain't got nobody that played defense like Scottie Pippen.
Draymond Green?
Oh, come on.
No, he's not. Draymond Green ain't no better defender than Scottie Pippen.
Come on, Draymond Green's not a better defender than Scottie Pippen.
But you just said no one played defense like Scottie Pippen.
And I'll tell you another team that would have beat them. They're bad boys with Dennis Rodman. You really think LeBron would have scored them kind of points on young Dennis Rodman? No, indeed, no.
I think Bill Laimbeer would have sent LeBron into the third.
That's what I'm saying. Are you talking about the Showtime Lakers? They ran Golden State out of the stadium.
Oh, come on, man. Get that out of here. The Showtime Lakers?
What I'm talking about.
No. You're telling me Kevin Durant would have checked James Worthy? No, indeed, no.
Dude, Byron Scott may not be able to be a good coach and has his arms folded and stuff,
Byron Scott
that Showtime Lakers
checking,
team is pretty damn good.
Byron Scott, Byron Scott would not have been out there checking Steph Curry. Michael Cooper would have been checking him.
Mm-hmm. Byron
Come
Scott.
On now.
Come
Michael
on, man.
Cooper
Byron,
been out there
Byron Scott would be, Byron Scott would be selling insurance in today's NBA.
Come on. This
Stop, bro. Stop. He shot the ball too good. And he said, no. But what I'm saying is, you really telling me that if you throw the ball underneath the goal to James Worthy, Kevin Durant can check James Worthy one-on-one under the goal. You know, bro. No,
James Worthy
was too big. James Worthy was too big.
Oh, too big. Kevin Durant's 7 feet with unlimited range, man.
Kevin Durant would have been able to deal with Dan Ware down in the goal.
Who's checking Kareem?
Who's checking Kareem? KD.
Wait a minute. With the bad boy Pistons. Do you really think Steph Curry is a tougher defender than Isaiah Thomas?
No, I don't, because Steph Curry's not good at defense. But I think he's a better shooter than anyone in that era.
But we've also seen him in the run that they have right now.
But you really think LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and all these guys can go out there and do what they want with a young Dennis Rodman checking them? No, they cannot.
Absolutely.
No, bro.
Come on, man.
Bro. No,
Dennis Rodman would be working at Canes over on South Carrollton in today's NBA.
All right, bro. Dennis Rodman would have been the same player because nobody in the day's NBA played defense as good as nobody back then, bro.
Yep. John, this is why I had him on. Imagine trying to eat breakfast this morning here at the really, really nice Four Seasons buffet. I couldn't get through a piece of bacon, you know, hearing this.
John, you think Rodman is a better defender than Kawhi Leonard?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is. Right. I also think Scottie Pippen is, too.
Ooh, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. There it is.
I guess that's it.
Well, like I said, I mean, it's just
there you go.
It's hard, John, for somebody that's young that just forgot the league back in the day.
They don't play defense. Nobody, maybe one person in the league today that plays defense as good as Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, and those boys back in the 80s and the 90s.
Dude, that Bulls team was ridiculous.
Yeah, they were good. They were good. They wouldn't even get a game on the Warriors this year.
Come on,
man.
You've got to be kidding me.
They couldn't even hold the Warriors jockstrap in a 7-game series.
You know what, guys? Y'all need to cut his mic off. and let it round out by the
thing. Well, it's called an educational program, John.
Appreciate you, John.
We're educating because they're... You can't even quit. No. The last three-peat Bulls team.
Okay.
Yeah. The Warriors aren't beating them.
Oh, come on.
The Warriors
man.
Are not beating them. Okay. Your three-point shot and your three-point. They're not getting that. Dude.
Are they not getting that? Is Steve Kerr coming off the bench to save them again?
The year that Cleveland did beat them, right? Do you remember we're all wondering, what's wrong with Steph Curry? What's going on with him? Because they D'd him up. And if you can get physical with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, those threes aren't going out. And guess what Golden State has after that? Nothing.
So we're implementing the 90s rules in this game. I mean, there's a lot to talk about.
You don't want
here, right?
This year's rules. You want today's rules with that Bulls team?
No, I'm asking you. I'm just saying.
You pick the rules because that rules back in the day, they got the Warriors. With today's rules, they still get the Warriors.
Oh, they still get the Warriors.
Okay, you're telling me who checks Curry and him. Who's checking Michael and Scottie?
I mean, Michael and Scottie can score. That's fine.
Okay, well,
the rest of those guys aren't going to score.
Oh, my.
Steve Kerr coming off the bench to score 20? Come on, man.
800-998-1003. Let the continuing education of young
they
Anthony.
They can take all the mid-range twos they want, man.
We'll continue with more after this break on the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
Today's Medical Minute is provided to you by Thibodaux Regional Medical Center.
Hello, I'm Billy Nakian, the director of the Spine Center of Excellence at Thibodaux Regional. Have you had a recent neck or back injury? Or have you been suffering with recurrent neck and back pain? Have you been searching for relief? Thibodaux Regional has developed a unique approach to treating neck and back disorders. The Spine Center of Excellence provides a comprehensive, patient-centered approach to ensure that you receive the right care at the right time from the right provider. The Spine Center is different because it offers centralized access to multiple specialties and services. Patients and their referring physicians are led by a nurse navigator through a process of assessment and treatment, individually tailored to the patient's unique condition. In addition to total care coordination, the Spine Center's comprehensive services include everything from high-tech diagnostic imaging to physical therapy, surgery, alternative medicines, and chronic pain services. If you're experiencing back or neck pain, call today, 985-493-4501. The Spine Center of Excellence of Thibodaux Regional will put you on the path back to your normal routine.
This Medical Minute was sponsored by Thibodaux Regional Medical Center, nationally recognized for providing the highest level of quality care and patient satisfaction.
It's time to have fun, so come on in.
Video poker players know
There's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic Casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic Casinos always have the newest games.
The service is just great.
It's a very friendly place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
Come have some fun. Let us make you a VIP with our fast and friendly service. It's the Cash Magic difference. Video poker at its best. Come feel the magic today at one of our 7 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker, Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP, Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, it's funny. Scott just texted me, Anthony over here. Bird, Mikhail Parrish, DJ, Ainge. I mean, they got in fights with people over those finals. I mean, just saying. Today's players, I don't think can handle that physicality, Anthony. Just letting you know. 800-998-1003. Again, we're leaving 15 minutes earlier today so we can get you ready for Thibodeau and Bonneville, the Class 5A semifinals happening in Lake Charles. The All-State Sugar Bowl Marsh Madness is going on. So that's coming up at the top of the hour. Thibodeau and Bonneville, the Class 5A semifinals coming up next. So we're going to go through these calls as quickly as we can. If you'd like to chime in and educate young Anthony here, Anthony Piganelli from Tulane, part of the video. We're having this discussion
this
morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but this is what I love and why I think the NBA is fun, because we can go back and forth different eras and teams. So, TJ, you're up first. Barry, you're on the On Deck Circle coming to you right after this. TJ, what you got?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today, gentlemen?
Good, man.
I'd like to tell y'all doing a wonderful job, but I don't know who you got this guy from. He needs to go and watch some YouTube videos of
I suggested that, though, TJ. I have.
I suggested
it,
that.
It's not even close. I mean, I'm going to tell you
something. You're right, it isn't. I mean, when he's giving Craig Elo 40 a night.
Here's the thing. One thing about Jordan, he always found a way. Even if you got him one night, after that, that's it. You got one time to get him. After that, he's going to find a way. It's not even close, bro. I'm sorry. And I don't know why we compare Michael Jordan and LeBron. I don't think LeBron was better than Kobe. I'm sorry.
What? You don't think LeBron was better than Kobe?
Dude, I like me some Mamba.
No. Man. Nah.
Come on, man.
And I'm only saying Kobe because you stuck in this era. You stuck at the present time. Because Bird.
Kobe, too, of all people? Like, you're not going to throw Kevin Durant out there?
Not even close.
Okay, let me ask you this. Durant to LeBron.
Well, as in what? Ooh. Legacy or like right now? Who is the better player?
Stop with the legacy talk. Who's the better player?
Right now? I still think LeBron.
I'm going to tell you something that I have a conversation I have with other people. I think LeBron going to be the best, worst player. What I mean by that is he's going to be one of the better players, but he's going to be the worst at not doing what he was supposed to do. We talk about Malone and Barkley, they don't have championships. LeBron have championships, but he lost a lot of championships. And then I'm going to tell you something else that's not talked about that's on his legacy record. People got MVP against LeBron. That Jordan would have not. That would have never happened. Jordan wouldn't have allowed it. Not even, it wouldn't have, no, indeed. You got 3 or 4 players that got MVP in the championship against LeBron. You can't be the greatest and have people doing that against you. That's a no-no.
Thank you, Barry. Appreciate the phone call. I want to get to TJ before we get out of here. TJ, what you got, bud? I mean, I'm sorry, Barry. Did it backwards. Okay. Thank you, TJ, for the call. What's up, Barry? How are you?
Hey, look, instead of the individual things, what they were saying earlier, that the Cleveland Cavaliers were electricians and the plumbers back then, the old NBA guys were actually insurance salesmen. And the school teachers back then, because look, they they did not have the opportunity to train the year-round. When you think about the Bill Russell, sure, they only had 18, but it was not a individual game. It was a more team-oriented thing. Everybody was already versed in how to play defense. The Kobe's, the LeBron's, the Jordans would not have been able to actually deal with a Chamberlain's, the Russell's, the Walt Bellamy's. Couldn't do it.
I hear you, Barry. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate
all right.
it. For sure. Yeah, cause look, I think that's one of the things when you look at it and compare and contrast, when you look at greatness, you have to look at it inside your era, Anthony.
Yeah.
Because those are the guys you're playing, right? I mean, LeBron can't play against those Knicks teams that would probably bloody your nose, or the Heat teams, you know, that are earlier that could do that. And conversely, look, I would love to have seen prime MJ, prime LeBron, right? I mean, I would have loved to have seen. I would have loved to have seen Warriors and Bulls go at it in a seven-game series. I mean, but you can't. And it's played differently. Those athletes a little differently. So I think you rely on what you seen and what you did. I think the thing that separates the Bulls teams from some of the other great teams, too, is, and you mentioned it, too, first team all defense. I mean, the backcourt. I mean, it was like Pippen. It was Jordan. I mean, it was incredible. And you look and then you throw Rodman in there. Those are three guys that could play defense, but they could also score. So, you know, that's what I think would have given the Warriors trouble, is they're going to defend you and keep you from, you know, scoring at will like you did probably, and be a more physical game, because that's what Cleveland had to do when they played them in the finals. They had to muddy it up. They had to be physical with the Warriors, because if you give them space, to your point, you're done. They're going to sharpshoot you out of the war. I mean, Durant's really that one player that I think it would be difficult for anybody to just defend. When he's locked in and he's got going with his size and his athleticism, his range, the guy can kiss it off the glass. He can shoot mid-range jumpers, which we touched on. He can shoot the three. He's incredible.
7 feet with unlimited range. Yeah. There's no one that's ever been like Durant. And truly, I believe that there's no one in the world in the history of the game that could ever stop Durant. I mean, come on. That guy was on here talking about how he legitimately thought that Larry Bird was a better overall player than Kevin Durant. He's talking about need to get me off the mic, man. That is a ridiculous take. Kevin Durant is miles ahead of Larry Bird. There will never be a guy like Durant again, man. It's crazy.
It's interesting because and we've talked a lot about this, obviously, with the draft coming up. And, Anthony, thanks for chiming in. Tell us again if you want to go listen to your podcast. What is it?
Yeah, Tony and the Field with my best friend Preston Highfield. We talk sports and comedy. We do some stuff like this, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. And we love breaking down the sports media industry. So, again, Tony and the Field on SoundCloud and iTunes. Check us out on Twitter and IG as well.